I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran and Israel dance dangerously close to the edge of war, trading attacks and threats. Meanwhile, analysts wonder if Iran's economy can hold up to a prolonged battle. Hard for Iran's Nazanin Baghestani.
On social media, we do see that people are complaining about prices skyrocketing since Friday. Everything is doubled and tripled. Basic groceries, eggs, they cannot buy. It's so expensive.
Fear and anxiety constantly plague Iran's people, fueled by government oppression and deceit. Heart for Iran introduces Iranians to the Prince of Peace. Please pray that the current tensions between Iran and Israel won't escalate into regional war. Seasons of grief often lead us to trust the Lord in new ways. U.S. Director Steve Holman says Kenya Hope celebrated its best ever fiscal year at the end of September. Then 1 month later, a tragic car accident claimed the lives of executive directors Dave and Joy Mueller, as well as Holman's daughter, Julie. In a moment, everything changed, and now there was no one at the helm to oversee Kenya Hope's initiatives.
Unexpectedly, it caused us to have to raise certain Kenyans to a higher level of responsibility. Some of the things that Dave and Joy hoped to put in the hands of Kenyans, now God said it's time.
So do please keep Kenya Hope and its communities in your prayers.
I'd like to be able to announce that we have appointed executive director, but we have not.
If you know someone who might fit the need, connect with Kenya Hope at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. Get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.